my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. How are you today? I can't remember. Was this a Wednesday or a Sunday night? I just don't remember. 1979, on this date, my wife and I have been married for years, and God answered our prayer. He gave us a baby. And tonight was the night I announced to our church, my wife, Cindy Treiber, is going to have a baby. She had that baby on November the 23rd, 6 years and 11 months to the date when we were married. And God bless us. Tiffany's a pastor's wife. She's such a sweet girl. Loves the Lord. And that was a big, big day. And then we went for several years. And then Tim came. And 13 months later, Tabitha came. Three wonderful girls, all married to preachers, serving God. I love our family, and I love my sweet, sweet wife. Stand up for the right. And I've never heard this because it's a brand new CD that the men's tour group is out right now today, serving God. And they're singing for us, Stand Up for Right.
The armies of darkness are set in array. Their onslaught relentless. Who will stand in their way? The call rings out for soldiers to stand up in the night. The orders are simple, stand up and fight.
Stand up for right, join in the fight, to lead this world from darkness to everlasting light. Marching onward through the faith that one day will be sight. Child of God, put on your armor, stand up for right.
The battle surrounds us, there is no retreat. Choose courage or compromise, victory or defeat. You fall, the commander is returning. Can't you hear him call?
Stand up for right, join in the fight, to lead this world from darkness to everlasting light. Marching onward through the faith that one day will be sight. Child of God, put on your armor, stand up for right. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the to everlasting light. Marching onward through the faith that one day will be sight. Child of God, put on your armor, stand up for right. Child of God, put on your armor, stand up for right. For us.
Those are four wonderful young men serving the Lord this summer, traveling all over America. I believe they're going to the East Coast. I have it right here. And they're just such wonderful boys. I thank God for them. And they're all going to be used of God. I promise you that. Here's a great song. Alvin Martinez, come in here and sing for us, will you? I'll Take Him Back. And then we're in the book of 2 Timothy. Well, we'll begin in Romans.
It's been some time since I've made up my mind to make Jesus Lord of my life. I faced the fear and shed many tears, but Jesus has stood by my side. When I hear Satan say, "You're not even saved, you're traveling down the wrong track," I recall once again where grace withstood sin. Down memory's lane, I take him back, and I take him back to the time at an old-fashioned meeting when the presence was like life to a poor dying slave. And I walk him down the aisle to a place at the altar where grace fell, and I know I got saved. I never knew love till it came from above and took its abode in my heart. My burden is lighter since Jesus gave me a new start. My songs have been changed, my life rearranged, my journey is now a new road. And when that old accuser tells me I am a loser, I remind him how he lost my soul. And I
Why is tithing so important? Well, it's biblical. Why is Soul Winning Tuesday so important? It's biblical. Why is separation so important? It's biblical. The Bible says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be squeezed into the mold of this world. The world has a philosophy. Pastors, are you please listening to me? I get weary with this thing. We're getting rid of the organ, and we're getting rid of some of this, and we're bringing the drummers into the church. What are you thinking? I lived long enough. I remember the day there was no drummers, and the Beatles brought the drums in, and pastors, Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterians, Baptists, they all stood against it. And now we're bringing these drums in and a guy's beating on a drum. What are you thinking? And you're singing all these new ditties and songs. You know, you're being squeezed in the world. And Pastor, I want to ask you, when was the last time you stood against the world about anything? Really, every week your church ought to see you standing for something. Be not conformed. Don't be squeezing the philosophy of this world. Be transformed. Be different by the renewing of your mind. It begins in your mind that ye may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 1 John 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he so that doeth the will of God abides forever. Pastors, do not create a worldly environment in your church. You know, church, I know you're going to debate this. Church ought to have a feeling. And I know we always move from fact to feeling. You shall know the truth. That's the fact. The truth shall set you free. That's the feeling. But you ought to feel like you've been in church, not in a worldly club. You ought to feel like you've been in church, worshiping God, singing to the praises of God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. And can it be that I should gain? Great is thy faithfulness. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Crown him with many crowns. Is there a environment of worldliness, or is there an environment of Christianity? God says Paul's dying. He's probably in his 60s, the best we can figure out, and he's dying, and he said, I have fought a good fight. Make sure your fight is a good fight, Pastor. God's people, make sure it's a good fight. I know of people right now, next month, they're leaving their church. Several. Because they want a more contemporary, more one and done, Sunday morning, that's it. We don't need all this Sunday night, Wednesday night garbage and stuff. We've got things to do. You're creating a worldly environment, Pastor. I know that I feel like I'm the last of the Mohican. I know I'm not. There's many that have not recanted and left the faith. But you preachers, what are you doing? I don't want to give my people less of God. I want to give them more of God. You say, well, they don't come back Sunday night. Well, D.L. Moody said you put a fire in the pulpit, people will come and watch it burn. You fire up yourself and they'll figure out a way to get to church and say, well, if they don't, well, just preach, sing, fellowship, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. Our America's been built off that. How's America doing? We're not doing very well, but we're giving our people less of God. We need more of God. And I want you to understand that separation is biblical. That we ought to look different than the world. We ought to dress different than the world. We ought to talk different than the world. We ought to believe different than the world. We ought not to have worldliness invade our lives or our church. How you doing? I'm not suggesting you don't love God. I'm sure you do. But a godly pastor will give his people more of God, more of God's word than less. Our Father, help us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more. As you see the day approaching, God, we're very near your coming. I just believe it's going to come soon. Help us to give our people the opportunity to sing and to tithe and to give and to hear preaching and make invitations and walk the aisle and help us to have Sunday school Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.